two or three up to sixth grade or so, would you come here? I need your help. And you don't need your candles. Leave those at your seat for now. Okay. Over here. I need your help. I need your help. Good job. Woo! We got lots of helpers. I love this. Come on. Come on. Oh, have a seat. Why don't you sit right here? Oh, very good morning. Or evening.
I'm a kindergartner.
You're perfect. You are right in that window. Come on over here. No, no, not yet, honey. Not yet. Come here. Gee, wonder whose kid that is. Oh, you look beautiful. Squeech in here and sit down. Oh, this is perfect, perfect. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I love birthday parties.
I have a birthday party too.
Anybody have a birthday this year?
About
a third of us. You had a birthday this year too? Me too. What is some fun things that you've done at birthday parties before? Not this week, me neither. What have you done at a birthday party? The snow, that's fun too. What have you done at a birthday party that was fun?
Singing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every time it's our birthdays, we get each other a present, one each.
Oh, how fun. Has anybody had a birthday party at the Rat Palace?
No.
Chuck E. Cheese, Casino for Children? Never been there? Oh, bowling. That's another fun birthday thing. Anybody done bowling? I think I've done that. What else can you... Laser tag. Anybody done that for a birthday? That's fun, too. What else? Swimming, maybe if you have a summer birthday or an indoor pool. Those are fun things, too. Yeah. Okay, my ears only listen to one at once. And it's your turn. Yeah.
Last time was my birthday, and I got lots of presents.
Presents on your birthday. That is a wonderful part, isn't it? We're going to talk more about that. Okay. Eating cookies? Ooh, baby.
I had a cake.
Making cookies. Okay, so this is what I need your help with. I am planning a birthday party for a very special guest. You know whose birthday?
Jesus.
That's right. But I'm running a little late. I had time to make the cupcakes and frost them, but I haven't had time to decorate them. So that's what I need your help with. How many of you are good cooks? Oh, I knew all of you. That's super duper.
I have been in 100 times.
You're a liar.
You know what? I'm a liar.
Okay, so a couple rules when we're cooking. Now listen closely because this is very, we want people to enjoy our cupcakes so they're going to be watching us closely. So that's why I have hand sanitizer. Okay, so put out your hand and I'll give you a little gob. And so you rub it together, right? Rub it together. I'll come to you. You don't all have to stand on each other. This is not quite that crazy. So rub, rub, rub. I'm coming, Bucky Boo. Just calm it. Okay, did we get every... Did you get some yet? Did we get back here yet? You got some? Who else needs some still? Okay, put them together. Put them and rub them. And rub them. Did I give you too much? I knew you were extra dirty. I know who your grandpa is. Okay, who... Did you get some? It smells disgusting, doesn't it? That must mean it's working.
I smelled it, and then it smelled disgusting.
It does smell disgusting.
It smells like champagne.
Smells like... How do you know what champagne smells like? You need some? Put out your little hands there. Woo! Look at that. It globbed over. Did you get enough? Everybody got some? Okay. So, now, when we're cooking, a couple of important rules in the kitchen. What do you think are some good ideas when we are cooking, especially other people's food? Let's repeat that because this is very important. Do not spit on the food or eat it until we're done. What would be probably another wise thing kind of along that line?
Don't,
well, that's kind of what sprinkles are for. But don't stick your finger in your mouth. Even if you get frosting on it, don't lick it. That's what your pants are for. If you're going to sneeze or cough, turn away. Point towards some of the elder citizens in our group. What are some other good cautions?
Definitely do not take a little nibble.
No nibbling. No nibbling.
Don't puke.
Don't puke on the food.
Yeah.
Very wise.
Don't puke.
Okay, yes. So if you hear what I'm saying, the point is don't stick anything in a hole in your body or in anyone else's holes. Don't spit. And don't eat anything while we're working, right? Because we're working. Now, how many kiddos do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So, I made 121 cupcakes. So that's one for you and 120 for me. Sounds good, right? Okay, so listen up. So that's going to be probably 4 or 5 cupcakes per cook.
Okay, we should do like a team.
A team? You could work with a buddy if you wanted. That's an idea, or assembly line. But in a minute, we're going to go over to my kitchen. And you'll see down the middle of the table, I've got all kinds of goodies. There's sprinkles, there's choco chips, there's... No, there's no candy canes, but that would have been a good idea. There's little, like, little candy ones. There's Hershey... The hugs, they're the ones with the stripes, aren't they? And there's some tubes of frosting. Those you need to be especially careful with. Maybe we'll let our older cooks be in charge of that. So, how many cupcakes are each of you going to need to decorate?
4 or 5.
I'm going to have 1.
You're only going to do 1. So, but listen. So how many is 4 or 5? 4 or 5. And so... Our friends are going to hopefully eat these. So we've only got a few minutes to get all these done. So let's focus on getting 3 or 4 done first. And then if you want to make a masterpiece that will be your own to eat, you can do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But let's get our friends done first. Yes, sir. Great idea. If you got sleeves, roll them up. Yeah. If you have an issue where you have hair falling out, just stay back. That's all good. Yes, I know you have no hairs to fall out. Okay. And so now listen here. This is an important step too. Listen. We got a lot of friends to have around one kitchen here, so it's going to be crowded. So watch out for your neighbor too. And then when you get 2 cupcakes done, how many? Put 1 in each hand, bloop, 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 and put them on the trays. I have some trays here, and there's some on the other side. So just find the ones nearest you. So that way we'll know when they're done as we're getting them off the table. Make sense, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, and then if you get yours done kind of quicko, step back so somebody else can get in and do it as well. Now, I have spoons there for serving the chocolate chips and stuff because we don't, what? We don't lick our fingers, stick them in anybody's holes, and touch the food, right? So, can we do it?
Yeah.
Oh, we are all waiting and trusting on you for Jesus' birthday party. This is exciting. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so maybe a couple parental types can at least be extra set of eyes. Oh, baby, they roll all the time. Okay, so let's work around our kitchen here and work together. And 4 or 5 cupcakes each, or if you want to work in a team with a buddy. And then when you're done, you come over here and put them on the trays. We're going to leave the trays here because people will put their cupcakes on there. Oh, there's room all the way around, so there's some more room over here. And there are all kinds of different cupcakes. So, hey, and while you're doing that, I need you to listen as well because we're going to talk some. So... I don't know if you can cook quietly, maybe not, but you do your best, okay? Whew. This is exciting. Yeah, I want a picture of all these cooks too. There you go, that's right, not my carpet. This is actually my plan to get new carpet in here. No. Hey, but the reason we're making cupcakes for Jesus' birthday, like I already said, I love birthday parties. And there's just something about a birthday party that reminds me about Jesus, whose birthday we are celebrating, of course, at Christmas time. Thank you for using kind words and then shoving people out of your way. That's beautiful. Oh, these are coming along. Oh, look at that. That is gorgeous. But what do you do? Oh, I do. What do you do at a birthday party? Oh, beautiful. At a birthday party, we want our friends to come, right? So we have to invite them, right? So we invite our friends to come to a birthday party. And that reminds me of Jesus. Oh, look at that. Save that one for me. That's extra gorgeous. That reminds me of Jesus' birth. Right on these little trays here. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Because remember, awesome. Well, everybody can use all the trays, so you keep making that. But at Jesus' birth, keep going, keep going. There were some angels that sent out the invitations. You're probably familiar with the story from Luke chapter 2, where it tells us, in starting in verse 11, where the angels show up to the shepherds who are out in the fields, and they said, well, where... those 11s get smaller every year. How do they do that? Oh, but the angel reassured them, don't be afraid. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. So the angels showed up to give the invitation for these shepherds to go to Jesus' first birthday party. Beautiful, keep it going. So he had guests at his birth because they were invited. But then it tells us a little later in that story with those same shepherds, after they had gone into Bethlehem and they'd found Jesus, in verse 17 it says, then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. Keep it going. You're doing it. So not only did the angels... Okay, but I'm going to talk now, okay? Thank you. That's perfect. Keep it. You got more to go. So not only did the angels invite the shepherds to Jesus' birthday, but then... holy cow. And then the shepherds invited others to the party. You heard that? Well, that's what dresses are for, honey. Sorry. Or maybe your brothers. So, yeah, exactly. The shepherds told others what they had experienced. And it tells us that people were amazed by what they said. Just like at a birthday party, we invite our friends. The story reminds... oh, get a tissue. Yeah, where's the... somebody's got a Kleenex or something. There's some tissue boxes right there. Grab one of those for wiping any frosting. That's a good idea.
Excuse me, I wanted to do 4, so I didn't
work. Awesome possum. You want to help your sister? Did she want to work in a team, or are we still doing good? Sounds good. This went much smoother in my mind. Holy cow.
My sister's going to do 2.
I love it. So maybe she'll gift you the others that you can help her with. So, anyhow, inviting people to Jesus' birthday, that's something we can still do today. We invite others by telling them this message of Christ, the Messiah, who was born as a baby in a manger. You just keep it up. You're doing it. So we invite people to the party. But then I'm also reminded about birthday parties of how there's gifts. You just hold on to that, okay? Super duper. So we have gifts. Some of you talked earlier about that's one of the best parts about a birthday party, having gifts. Maybe taking a special gift to a friend or receiving a gift. So it is about Jesus, because that reminds me how we kind of started this tradition of giving gifts when Jesus was born. Of course, we know from the story that there were some wise men, some astrologers who followed a star because they knew that Jesus was being born, and it tells us that they brought gifts. So listen to this in Matthew. In Matthew chapter 2, it says, "Once again, the star appeared to them, guiding them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house where the child and his mother Mary were, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." How many of you have gotten those as gifts at your birthday parties? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Have you ever gotten those? No, I haven't either. But in those days, those were very expensive gifts. Those were fancy gifts. And so Jesus, at his birth, got these gifts. But more than just the treasures that came out of the chests, I think we see the greatest gift in the phrase before that. When it said when they came in, they fell to their knees and they worshiped him. They knew that Jesus was God, and so they worshiped him. And that's a gift that we all can give as well, when we worship Christ. And of course, we do that in a community setting on weekend services when we gather to worship. We do that in the ways that we live throughout the week as well, to remember that the focus is not on me, but it is on the one to whom we give glory. That God is not some cosmic Santa Claus that I just come to with my wish lists of needs, but it is one whom I worship. One who is so amazing, so beyond me, that I give him praise, that he is the focus of who I am and why I am. Okay, I still see some undecorated cupcakes. How's it coming? Good, good. Keep it up. Keep it up. Oh, it's looking beautiful. Oh, sure. Wipes. Leave it to a mom to figure that part out. Thank you. So, birthday parties. We invite friends. We have gifts. But then, my favorite part of the birthday party, the cake. I love cake. I love candles. I love celebrating birthdays and cupcakes and all of that. And so that reminds me as well that, well, Jesus probably didn't have a cake when he was first born in that manger. But Scripture does tell us that 8 days later, after he was born, his mom and dad took him to Jerusalem, to the temple, where they celebrated a religious ritual. And while they were there, there was an old man who was a longtime follower of God. You doing well? When you're done, there are wipes over here if you need to clean up your hands. And then once you're done, you can return to the old people that you came with. No, yeah, leave them on your tray. If you made an extra special one at the end, you just remember which one it is and get that one, okay? But we'll leave everything there, and then when you're done, return to your old people. So, the cake. Oh, okay, 8 days later. So, they're in the temple, and this old man comes up to them, and we hear in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, or actually, it's in Luke chapter 2, excuse me. So in Luke chapter 2, verse 34, "Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, 'This child will be rejected by many in Israel, and it will be their undoing. But he will be the greatest joy to many others.'" So Simeon is saying when he sees this newborn baby Jesus that some people are going to reject him and it's not going to go well. But for others, he will be their true joy. In a way, it makes me think of cake at birthday parties, because there's always people who say, "Oh, no cake for me." And it is their undoing. But others, we find joy in it. Well, Jesus, of course, is no cake, far more importantly. But what Simeon was saying then and is still true today is there are those who will reject him. Those who will say, "No, I don't want anything to do with Jesus." And it will be to their undoing, not only in this life, but in the life to come. But the message is true that for those who say yes to Jesus, there is great joy in both this life and in the life to come. And so just like with birthday parties, We are reminded that Jesus is sweet and brings joy to us. And even as we have candles and we'll light the birthday candles for Jesus here in a few minutes, it reminds me of what Jesus himself said when he was in adulthood, talking about light. In Matthew chapter 5, he said, talking about us and his followers, he said, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain, glowing in the night for all to see. Don't hide your light under a basket. Instead, put it on a stand and let it shine for all. And in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." Have any of you been to a birthday party, maybe for a grandma or grandpa, and there's lots of room. There's still room here. Maybe they were so old, there were so many candles, you thought the whole room was going to catch on fire. Have you been to a party like that? Oh, I have. I've got really old parents. Don't be calling them. Oh, here's the wipe. Yeah, I'm glad you're not riding in my car. Grab a wipe here and go clear up to the shoulder. Wow. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Just like birthday candles emit a glow, Jesus said, people will see you. And in so doing, they will remember him. Is that one done, or are you going to keep that one? You going to put it on there? Jesus said, let your light shine. Let people see the good things that you do in life. And as we do that, people will be drawn to him. They'll see the true God through the ways that we live. You can just leave that on the table. Well, you'll just have to find one to enjoy. Okay, so if you're done, when you're done, put all the cupcakes over and then head back and get a wipe. Let's not eat any of the little pieces. A little later. That's part of a party too. You gotta wait. Oh, mercy. So let your light shine. So we're reminded at birthday parties, and today as we celebrate Jesus' birthday, to tell others, to invite them to the party throughout our lives, to worship him, to give him thanks, to honor him as the God that he is, to receive the joy that awaits for us when we say yes to Jesus, and then, of course, to shine forth that transformed faith, that transformed life that communicates his goodness to others. Oh, friends, you have been excellent cooks. Thank you for doing such a marvelous job. Good job indeed. So I think we're about wrapped up. So if you can put the cupcakes there, or and then, ooh, yikes. Oh my goodness, that one is extra beautiful. So why don't you head back with the moms or dads or grandmas or grandpas or strangers that you came with? That looks marvelous. Wow. In just a moment, we are going to show that not only did Jesus say about himself that he is the light of the world, but he calls us to be light to the world as well. And so, as you came in, hopefully you received a candle. If anybody doesn't have one, Lenora, do you have any more candles, or are they all out? Okay, super. So, you want to come back over here, honey? We're going to light our candles now, okay? Good job. So in just a few moments, our worship team is going to come and they'll lead us in singing Silent Night. This is a moment of quiet reflection of how as we turn the lights down, we remember that Jesus, who was born as that baby in a out-of-the-way manger, became light to the world. And while we're singing, we will light our candles and share the light with one another. Lenore and I will go down the center aisles, and just a logistical word, if your candle has fire, don't bend it, hold it straight up, and let whoever's candle doesn't have fire bend theirs into yours. That'll make it a little easier for you. And then share it with those in your row and in your family until all of our candles are lit. And in that warm candlelight, we remember God's gift to us, the joy that we have together. So let's light our birthday candles on our cake here. And Lenore, if you would come and assist me. I'm going to invite you to stand as we pass the light and as we sing together.